Since the outbreak began, Bay Area residents have been stepping up to help out and fix urgent problems, even when those problems require a PhD in engineering to solve. KCBS's Keith Manconi reports.
Ethan Chaliff works in the clean energy industry, but when the pandemic began gathering pace, he started paying a lot more attention to medical ventilators and new attempts at making cheaper models.
I, at the time, was like kind of aware of what was going on with coronavirus, and I was working as an engineer, and I looked at it and I was like, I probably could build something like that.
By the time of the Europe travel restrictions, his sense of urgency had increased, and he started to gather a team.
We all took like a full week off work, basically, to focus on this.
Ultimately, they launched RespiroWorks, a budding nonprofit that's working to design quality ventilators that can be made at low cost in developing countries from readily available components. It is a heavy engineering lift, he says, but already more than 30 people, many with highly accomplished technical backgrounds, have stepped in, offering their nights and weekends to help.
This became a little more urgent to me, and as it did to many people.
Keith Manconi, KCBS.